I'm going to look at Jesus in the garden this morning. Matthew chapter 26, beginning in verse 36. If you remember, Jesus has just had a last supper with his disciples. And just after this, he's going to go on trial, after which he'll shortly be executed. But he takes a few of his disciples with him and will go and pray. Matthew 26, verse 36 says this. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." And he took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. And he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. "Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." So he went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." And when he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Now when he returned to the disciples and said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour has come. The Son of Man is delivered into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Jesus takes these three men, his three closest people in the whole world to him, and says, "I need a little time to myself. Let's go and let's pray." If you notice in verse 37, it says that he was sorrowful and troubled. In verse 38, we hear Jesus even say that he is sorrowed to the point of death. If you've read the rest of the Gospels, that's not something we see. That doesn't fit the rest of the descriptions of Jesus. We see Jesus walking on the water. We see Jesus confidently answering his enemies. We see him doing miracles and giving great teachings. This is a different Jesus. This is Jesus in a different moment than we see him at all other points in time. And, you know, it's impossible to know the true horror and terror of the cross and how hard it was for Jesus to go to the cross for us. But there's something in this moment that tells us how much Jesus went through for us, because he knew, and look at his reaction in the face of it. I remember, I wasn't quite a child, but I wasn't quite an adult either, but I remember the first time I really saw my father weep in front of me. And it took a situation that I knew was sad, I wasn't unaware, but it escalated it for me, and I realized it was much sadder and a much bigger tragedy than I had realized before. Maybe you've had a similar situation like that before. Or maybe you've been on an airplane that's going through some turbulence, and you look around and you see the flight attendants look a little nervous too, and you realize, oh, maybe there's actually something much more serious going on here than I'd realized before. I think there's something like that going on here. As we see Jesus in the garden saying, "I'm afraid. I'm troubled by this." And look at his prayer in verse 39. He says, "Father, if it's possible, can you do this some other way? I know this is the plan, but couldn't we come up with something else here? Can't this cup pass from me?" But then notice his prayer the second time in verse 42. It's not the exact same prayer. He goes, his friends are asleep. He comes back and he says, "My Father, I know there's no other way. And so your will be done." And in both prayers, he says that, "Your will be done." And you see his growing confidence that he can do this, that he will do this. Where does he get that strength from? How does he get up off the ground from this trouble, from this sorrow to the point of death to say, "I'm going to go anyway"? I don't have that strength. If I was sorrowed to this point, I wouldn't get up. It's from the love that he loves us. the love that brought him from heaven down for us, knowing the terror and the horror and the misery of carrying our sins, of being separated from God on the cross, he still got up off the ground and met his betrayer because of the love that he had for us. But of course, his disciples, what are they doing during this? They're asleep the whole time. And you know, if ever there was a moment that somebody could do something for Jesus, it was these disciples right then. All they had to do was just not fall asleep. Just sit there and watch with him. Just be awake. Just be his friend. And they couldn't do it. And he knew they couldn't. And yet he still went to the cross for them. And he went to the cross for us when we've done so many worse things than not staying awake when he needed a friend to sit beside him. And so this morning, as we take the Lord's Supper, remember Jesus praying in the garden, knowing how horrible the cross was going to be, more horrible really than we can understand, and yet still getting up off the ground and saying, "My Father, your will be done, because I love these people."